Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. Now, the Farmers Short Story Writing Competition is returning for 2022. And to talk more about this and all that it entails, it is the Scone Literary Festival President, Janie Jordan, on the line. Good morning, Janie.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you and everybody out there.
It's a big Happy New Year to you as well, and I guess a happy, exciting New Year for all that entails, including the Farmers Short Story Writing Competition. Can you give us some insights into what this is?
Yeah, in 2020, we launched a Farmers Short Story Writing Competition because, you know, there is a lot of yarning that goes on between farmers. And we thought we might uncover the next Patrick White. Who knows? He did, after all, the prestigious Nobel laureate for literature did spend quite a bit of time up here at the famous Belltrees White family property. And it was an opportunity to, you know, be very inclusive and expand the creativity and the love of words to the farming community. There are a lot of farmers who write very successfully. I mean, over the Liverpool Range, there is Richard Anderson and there's Nicole Alexander, are just two that come to mind. She's, you know, a former Moree-based farmer, and they have been very, very successful novelists. And we are based, after all, in a farming world of horses and cattle and sheep and bees, you name it, we have it here. And it would be a fantastic opportunity, driving a tractor or on the back of a horse or weeding the gardens of your vegetable farm, tending, you know, the cattle, is stories you let your mind wander. So take those thoughts, amusing thoughts, funny thoughts, maybe sad thoughts, and put them down on paper and share your love of words. Otherwise, we'll be missing out.
Absolutely. And then I guess as well, you know, farmers often have a very busy schedule. They're up in all sorts of early hours and they're getting their tasks underway. Now, why do you think it's so important then that they take the time, maybe explore this creative process and just reflect on what their experiences are in words?
Well, I think we all have a book in us, don't you think?
Definitely.
Absolutely. And it gives you time away from some of the more tedious tasks, as it were. I mean, it's a very up and down world when we live on the land, and we're now living very abundantly. But it's a way of taking time out, allowing the creative juices and getting the other side of your brain. You never know, you might come up with some fantastic new creative way of making a fast racehorse or a better tender steak while you're letting those creative juices flow. So it's a chance to really share some of those funny feelings, those dark feelings, and turn them into some of those stories that you yarn about over the fence post, so to speak, turn them into a little fictional tale. It's only 750 words, or up to 1,000 if you get really, or 1,500 if you get really carried away. And there's $1,000 for the prize, first prize. So that's a pretty big incentive. That will buy some, you know, wires or new fence posts or or some other bits and pieces for the farm. So give it a go out there. Your farmer's listening and share your thoughts. Annie Rogers, our first winner, our inaugural winner, had a fantastic short story about really living the drought and the sadness of that. And she turned it into a fantastic tale, which you can read on the Scone Literary Festival website and listen to Annie talk about her experience. She'll inspire you.
And now you've touched on it before. So is there any, I guess, prerequisites when it comes to this writing contest? So there's going to be word limits, but is there also any themes?
Yes. So the theme is sharing, if you like, sharing what connection to land, connection to place. It's very, very dear to all of us. You know, we say we're going home and that's our connection to place, which is along the theme of storylines, our major theme for the Scone Literary Festival of 2022. So that's one consideration, but it's basically, we want to hear about your farming life up here in the Upper Hunter. So it's And it's open to anyone other than if you're published. If you're already a published writer, sorry, you've had your opportunity and you're on your way. But we want to encourage new-timers, first-timers, anybody out there who's written the odd bit. Maybe they've had a diary entry that's amusing. Mm. Maybe there's a story they tell around the, you know, the Christmas table every year. Maybe that's something. It could be rambling. It could be anything about your farming life, heartfelt, tragic, funny. Mm. All it is, 750 to 1,500 words about what it's like living in the Upper Hunter.
And so then just finally as well on that note, is this contest specific to Upper Hunter Shire residents, or is this right across the board for all Upper Hunter regions?
Yes, it's for all primary producers in the Upper Hunter state electorate. So if you think about our new local member, Dave Lavelle's electorate, so you could be in Clarence Town, you could be in Merriwar, Denman, Singleton, Musselbrook, and everywhere in between. Murrundi, obviously, on one of the edges of the electorate, where I am based right now in all this abundant green. But yes, so it is for all primary producers. That could be a beekeeper, could be chickens, could be pigs, cows, crops, you name it, racehorses, brewing and distilling the nectar of the gods. You're a primary producer here in the Upper Hunter State electorate. Please get your entries in. You've got until midnight on the last Sunday in February to get your entry in. And go to the website and you'll find the entry forms. And you'll find probably entry forms in most of the local stock and station agents. We're getting those out and about this week.
Wonderful. It's so good to see that the Farmer's Short Story Writing Competition is returning. It's a fantastic opportunity for all farmers out there. Explore your creativity and even nab one of the prizes. Well, Janie Jordan from the Scone Literary Festival, the president, might I add, thank you for your time with me this morning and sharing all the wonderful details to this great competition.
My absolute pleasure. And let's hope we get lots and lots of entries in, Gemma.